Questions and Answers on the Bible. Chapter 129. Satan's Offer. Was it possible for Satan to give Christ all the kingdoms of the world? If not, wherein was the temptation? We read that Jesus was tempted by the devil, and that one of the temptations consisted in taking him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showing him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and saying, "All these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Therefore there cannot be any doubt about the fact. We know that the offer was a temptation, and since it was a temptation, it is evident that Satan had something to offer. To find out just what it was is not a matter of mere curiosity, or of trifling importance, for Christ suffered for us, being tempted, and his temptations are what we have to meet. He met them, and resisted them, in order that we might have the victory. The whole world lies in the evil one, the one who blinds the minds of those who believe not, who is certainly the devil, is called the god of this world. Hence it is evident that Satan has a very definite hold upon this present evil world. Indeed, he has full control of it, but he cannot keep it forever, for the world passes away, and the lust thereof. Satan could have given Christ just as much as he himself possessed, and no more, that is, this present evil world. Do you say that there could be no temptation in that? Millions of men have bartered their souls for only a small portion of it. The temptation that came to Christ was exactly the same, except in degree, as that which caused Esau to sell his birthright, and Balaam to try to curse Israel. It is the temptation that comes to every man, to give up the unseen for the seen, the world to come for this world. When the world was created, perfect and glorious, it was given to man. Man was made King God's viceroy on earth. But man proved recreant to his trust, and basely sold himself to Satan, who of course thereby gained possession of the dominion. Satan's usurpation of the earth at once corrupted it, but God never acquiesced in the transaction. God, in giving the earth to man, did not give up his own right as overlord, and therefore when Satan overthrew man, and seized his kingdom, he did not in the least degree diminish God's right. Satan is indeed God of this world. But this present evil world is not the world that God designed for man's dwelling place, and it is not what Christ came to acquire for man. No one can ever give a better title than he himself possesses. Now God is the possessor of heaven and earth, and he alone can give a valid title. Satan is a thief, and therefore whoever receives goods at his hands must know that they will sooner or later be confiscated. But this is just what the majority of men never think of. They grasp after the glittering prize that Satan holds out, not recognizing the difference between what only seems to be and what really is. Christ always had a clear perception of things that differ, and hence he was able to resist Satan's allurement. The same temptation came to Moses, and was resisted. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. So, he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. This temptation comes to every person in some form. Do you want to know something of the strength of that which Christ resisted? Then recall the times when you have had the choice between the gratification of appetite and passion, the things that pertain to this world, and the opportunity to develop mind and body, and to be of greater use in the world. Let everyone think what opportunities for gaining knowledge he has let slip, simply through love of ease and selfish indulgence, and he will know something of what Jesus resisted for us. But you will say that one really gets nothing in the end by this exchange. After we have gratified the flesh, we have nothing to show for it. There remains nothing but weakness, weariness, disgust, regrets, aches and pains, and the fear of death. Exactly. But the thing looked attractive enough before we indulged in it, and we may be sure that Satan made the kingdoms of this world look very attractive to Christ. He showed him all the glory of them. Do not imagine that there is no parallel between the lust of the flesh and the kingdoms offered to Christ. To be sure, there was no appearance of grossness in what was offered him. Only the glory appeared, but the grossness was all there, but concealed. And there was never evil thing held out as a bait to man that was not made to appear good. Think what the offer meant to Christ to be the leader of the world, having the ears of all the people. How it would be suggested to him that here was the opportunity of his lifetime. For just one act of compromise, he could get into a position where he could present the truth to the whole world, and thus, it would be argued, the end would justify the means. He could be lifted up above the world, without enduring the cross. Ah, there was the secret of the temptation, the prospect of escaping the dreaded, cruel cross. Think how all men naturally shun the cross, and seek to escape it. Think how many times you have neglected duty for pleasure, the pleasure of sin, and you will be able to comprehend a portion of the temptation that assailed Jesus. But Christ, like Moses, had respect unto the recompense of the reward. With all the pomp and power, the glory and glitter of the world before him, he deliberately turned from it to choose the cross of shame. The myriads of warriors moving at his command to overcome opposition to his will, he resigned for the company of 12 men of obscure birth. Through death he opened the way of life, whereas if he had yielded to Satan's temptation he would have had only the pleasures of sin. For a season, and then eternal death, he shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. In the way of self-denial and the cross there is everlasting satisfaction, while in the way of self-gratification there is emptiness. The earth desolate through the 1,000 years between the first and second resurrection, with Satan confined to it, shows what the kingdom really was, which seemed so dazzling as Satan spread it out to the view of Christ. And that shows what everyone gets who chooses this world. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, overcoming the world. Christ conquered, in order that we might conquer. His victory is ours, if we fully accept him. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore, to meet the temptation of the small portion of this present evil world that is offered to us, we have the strength that met and conquered the whole of it. Thus we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Just one thought in closing, a bit of practical help in resisting fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Let us say, for example, that you are very hungry, and that along with the simple, wholesome food that your system really requires, there is set before you some dainty, pleasing to the palate, but not helpful to one who strives for the mastery. Now stop a moment and consider the end. It seems at this moment as if you want that thing more than anything else in the world, but if you listen to wisdom you will know that if you will but wait a little while, until you have satisfied your legitimate wants with good food, you will not care for this tempting morsel. In short, put yourself at once on the further side of the temptation, and you have won. You put it behind your back. We escape the sinful attractions of this world by transporting ourselves by faith in the future, eternal world, laying hold of the power of the world to come. Let us ever pray that the God of this world may not have power to blind our eyes by the glitter of this present evil world, so that we shall not be able to discern the real good from the false show.